This week, the Texas Department of Transportation, TXDOT, implemented a modification to the speed limit signs on Preston Road, SH-289, between Legacy Drive and SH-121. The speed limit was adjusted from 55 miles per hour to 45 miles per hour following a comprehensive engineering study conducted by TXDOT. The prior speed limit of 55 miles per hour was in effect for nearly 35 years, but due to safety concerns, the study recommended the reduction. The City of Plano engineering staff concurred with this recommendation, leading to the approval of an ordinance by the Plano City Council on September 26, 2023. To officially decrease the speed limit. This adjustment aligns with the Plano Police Department's commitment to fostering a secure environment that enhances the overall quality of life. Please help us get the word out about the new speed limit of 45 miles per hour along Preston Road between Legacy Drive and SH-121, a statement from the Plano Police Department said. Local Profile previously reported that the North Central Texas Council of Governments, NCTCOG, found the number of traffic fatalities in Collin County increased by 51% in 2022. According to the report, fatalities were down approximately 6% in North Texas as a whole, but some areas such as Collin County became more dangerous. Commissioner Duncan Webb said most fatalities occurred on US 75, US 380 and Preston Road, calling the spike mind-boggling. In 2022, Collin County witnessed a surge in the overall number of accidents, marking an 11.63% increase. This elevation in crash frequency positioned Collin County as the second highest in terms of crash rate, with Wise County slightly surpassing it with a 12.44% increase. Collin County recorded a total of 13,820 crashes in 2022, reflecting a rise from the previous year's figure of 12,380 crashes. According to Sonia Landrum, program manager at NCTCOG, speeding has consistently ranked as the leading factor in traffic fatalities since data recording commenced in 2010. Driver-related crashes emerged as the second most significant contributor, experiencing the highest surge from 2021 to 2022. This article was originally published on December 29, 2023.